Hi there, my name is Catherine Guidry, and I am so excited that you're joining me for today's episode where I am sharing all about how to prepare for proposal season. If you're a wedding photographer looking to get better with pricing or posing, be sure to visit the description for our free guides below. We have a ton of resources there for you. And today I'm going to be talking about how we prepare for proposal season. So what is proposal season? If you've been a wedding photographer, or even just if you've observed life, there are times of years where engagements become really popular. New Year's, Christmas, Valentine's Day. So especially following like the fall, early spring season, you're going to see a lot of inquiries come through about a month or two later. Couples are going to start solidifying their dates. They're going to start hiring their planners and picking their venues. And then they're going to follow up with photographers in order to solidify their date. So that's what we're going to be talking about, is what do you do as you ramp up to get ready? You know, this kind of reminds me of New Orleans when we start thinking about hurricane season and how we're going to set up our house. Do we have shutters? What type of furniture are we going to bring inside? All of those things to get ready. So that's what we're going to be talking about. The first thing you're going to want to do is prep your website. Even though couples are going to be looking at Instagram, they're going to be getting referrals, you're going to be, you know, maybe on those vendor lists, ultimately when it comes time for them to make that decision about who they're going to reach out to and who they're potentially going to hire, they're going to be going to your website. So on your website, make sure your images are up to date. You're using the strongest images, the ones that are really going to draw in your ideal client. And if you want to pop up on Google and really rank in SEO, I have to give a shout out to my friend Ryan Moreno. He is an SEO specialist, and he has actually recently come into our Wedding Photography Society membership to talk about SEO. And a few of the things that he shared were focused around keywording. So making sure that before you even scroll down on your website, you have some really strong words about what you do, who you are, and where you live. If you are a, like I am, New Orleans-based wedding photographer, you want that above the fold. And then sprinkled throughout the website, use those keywords. Make sure that your text and your images are all, you know, organized and ready for that user experience. In terms of the images, you want to optimize the images, so maybe resize them. If you're using a platform like Showit, it actually does do that for you, but there are also websites out there that will optimize them even better and make them even extra sharp and crisp for the website. So just have your website in order. We personally use Showit. The code MAGIC will save you 10% off. Highly recommend that platform. And if you want to learn more about SEO, check out Moreno Collective. Okay, so what is the second thing that you need to do? Next, you want to make sure that the back end of your business is streamlined and organized. We use a program called Dubsado to manage our clients. It's a client management system, or also known as a CRM. I think it's client relation management. And Dubsado is really great for hosting your contracts. We have canned emails that we customize, and we just have workflows to help us through that process of sorting through inquiries. In those busy seasons, you may be getting several inquiries a day, and you can't spend an hour per inquiry drafting up new emails, drafting up new pricing guides and new responses. You want to have all of that loaded in and ready to go. If you want to really dig into the nitty-gritty of things like contracts and canned emails, we do offer all of that in our shop. So I'll link that here at CatG Education. But Dubsado is an amazing program. We don't have any affiliation with it other than that we use it and love it. So definitely recommend checking that out. If you aren't yet ready for something like Dubsado, you could also use Google to keep yourself organized, you know, Google Docs, Google Forms, stuff like that. But just having that system in place before things get busy is going to really help you out in the long run. Okay, so let's circle back to your website for a moment, and also your blog. In your website, I suggest having 2 to 3 featured weddings. If a couple comes to your website, they're going to be seeing all the random beautiful images and florals and decor and all the things that you photographed on your website. However, on your portfolio page, I like to see 2 to 3 featured events, events that really speak to your style, your ideal client, and what you love to shoot. You can do this on the website and on the blog. I sort of like the idea of having your top 2 to 3 on the website and then having a few extra recent weddings on the blog. That way you give people a good sampling. If you're early on and you're not even ready for a blog yet, just have those 2 to 3 on the website. In regards to the number of images, you probably want to look at somewhere between 15 to 20. I would not exceed something like 50 images in a featured wedding just because it can be a whole lot of photos. And check out like features, publications, Sell Me Pretty, Brides, Over the Moon, Vogue, like look to see the type of images that they're putting up, how many they're putting up. Obviously, a feature is going to be more detail heavy and couples are looking to envision themselves. So you want to include a bit more portraits in a publication, but just look at how they're laid out and look at what they're showing. You want to, as the artist, show the absolute best work that you have. I don't remember where I initially heard this, but there's a saying that your portfolio is only as strong as your worst image. So if there's something that you're kind of on the fence about and you're just trying to add to it to have more images, don't. Less is more. So I touched on this earlier, but oftentimes one of the first impressions that people have of you is Instagram. So you want your Instagram and or any social platforms that you have, maybe you use Facebook, maybe you use TikTok, have those up to date and really a true reflection of your business. In addition to the images that you want to put up and show, you also want to have where you're from, what you do, and a little bit about who you are. Definitely a photo somewhere on your Instagram. I know we're artists, we want to be behind the camera, not in front, but people want to see who they're hiring and it gives them a sense of trust, just knowing, okay, this is a real person, they are a true artist and I can see them, you know, and they have other people who probably know them through their follower list who can justify this. And so have that picture somewhere. If you don't post a lot of your photos often, maybe just post one and then pin it to the top of your Instagram posts. A great way to stay top of mind during that proposal season is to send out an email to your email list. I know for us, our email list is comprised of current clients, past clients, anyone who has logged into our galleries like PicTime or Zenfolio. So download those lists, get those lists organized so that you can actually stay top of mind. Even if that particular client who or potential client who got engaged doesn't yet know about you, you know, remind your past clients, remind people who have come into your circle of who you are so that when their friend is talking about, oh, I'm looking for a photographer, that they will say, oh, you know, you should hire Catherine Guidry or you should hire so-and-so. Like whoever you are to them, that you'll be top of mind and at the top of their list for recommendations. Gifts are another great option to stay top of mind. Currently, we do not send out any gifts to our current clients or vendor partners or anything like that. However, this is things that I've done throughout the course of my business. So I've been in business almost 15 years, and there have definitely been times where we sent out client gifts. And it could be anything from, you know, chocolate covered Oreos to flowers to champagne. We've sent like ring dishes with their names engraved. We've gifted planners with nice dinners or lunches or coffee gift cards. So, I mean, there truly is a wide variety of what you can gift to people. But I truly believe that at the top of people's list of needs is great, stellar service and excellent images. And so I think rather than spending a lot of time thinking about the gifting side, look at how you can really up-level your experience and be organized with all the things that I'm talking about today. You know, having that streamlined system, being prompt in your email responses, those things are really going to weigh super heavily in helping people make their decision. And honestly, I think one of the best gifts that you can give people is just a really nice handwritten note. So if you want to show your appreciation and gratitude, that's a great way to do it. And the last thing that I'm going to say is that if you know there is a time of year where a lot of inquiries are going to be coming through the door, you're going to be dedicating a lot of time to those phone calls, is to try to create space in your calendar for those things. You know, allocate, like for example, we love to do our inquiry meetings around lunchtime. So we allocate time in the calendar to have those inquiry calls, usually between the hours of like 10 and 2 on weekdays, maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when we're not so busy shooting. And so create that space, block that time out in your calendar so that when those inquiries do come in the door, that you have space to dedicate to them. Your new clients want to feel special. You want them to feel taken care of. And so you need to create space for that to happen. Wedding season, proposal season is such an exciting time. You know, you're getting those new clients in the door. You're feeling your business grow. And so that's why all of this is really important. I didn't touch too much on pricing, but pricing is a whole nother thing. We actually sell a 1 hour pricing course at catgeducation.com. So if pricing is something you struggle with, highly recommend that. But you do want to have your pricing ironed out before proposal season as well. There's a lot of things you have to do. So, you know, don't just wait and sit around and then when all the inquiries come in, feel overwhelmed. Get those systems in place, get them in order so that you are ready to sign those contracts and reserve those dates with your clients. So I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're enjoying the content, don't forget to subscribe and I will see you in the next episode.